Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see, connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And I'm Carolyn.
And you are joining us for the first lesson in June. That's right, it is summer. And of course, I know many of you students are maybe getting off of school pretty soon, but you can always learn English. There is always more to learn. So thank you for joining us today. Well, what is special about June? What is special about June to you? Carolyn, is there anything that is special about June?
Well, I know that I really enjoy the month of June because June 20th is West Virginia Day. So it is West Virginia's birthday. On 1863, the people of West Virginia got together and formed a state government and became their own independent state.
Interesting. Well, I never knew that you could celebrate West Virginia Day in June. You learn something new every day. Well, if you ask me what is special about June to me, I would say that some of my friends have birthdays in June, but of course there is a lot more that you can learn from the month of June. And we're going to take a look at some of these things in today's lesson. So let's get started with the first reading of the day.
June. And what is so rare as a day in June? Then, if ever, come perfect days. James Russell Lowell. Temperatures rise, flowers fill gardens, skies are sunny, and people head off to the beach in the Northern Hemisphere. Spring ends as summer begins on June 21st, with the longest day of the year. In the Southern Hemisphere, however, winter begins, bringing cold, rainy weather. In Iceland, Fisherman's Day celebrations occur the first weekend of June, as fishing is an important aspect of the country's economics. All fishing boats dock in the harbors so that the fishermen can attend the carnivals and festivities that are held.
Hello, friends. This is your Word Lady, Ellen. June has arrived. In today's article, we'll learn all about the month of roses, dragon boats, and summer days. Before we begin, let's take a look at our vocabulary for the day. Head off. Head off is a phrasal verb. John and Marie headed off to the mountains to go hiking. Economics. Economics is a noun. Do you know the economics of running a small business? Patriot. Patriot is a noun. George Washington is one of America's most famous patriots. Appreciation. Appreciation is a noun. Margot showed appreciation to the friends who had helped her move by taking them to dinner. Your more information words are purity. Purity is a noun. Sweet tooth. Sweet tooth is a noun. Sounds like we're going to learn a lot of great information.
Fisherman's Day in Iceland. Well, it seems like we're going to be learning about June all around the world in today's lesson. But at the very beginning of our lesson, we see a sentence. And what is so rare as a day in June? Then, if ever, come perfect days. This was said by James Russell Lowell, and we want to take a look at a phrase there in that second sentence, then, if ever, come perfect days. You could rephrase this to say, if perfect days ever come, they come in June. But let's take a look at those words, if ever. How can you use those words, Carolyn?
Well, if ever just means that if a time were to be the right time to do something, then This is the time. So June is the time for perfect days to happen. You might also say now, if ever, is the perfect time to apply for grad school.
Oh, I like that. You could also use the word any. You could say if any. For instance, you want to borrow a pen? Well, I only have one or two left, if any. I'm not even sure about that. I only have one or two left, if any. We see this phrase, if ever. Well, let's get started. What does the first sentence of our lesson say?
We see that temperatures rise, flowers fill gardens, skies are sunny, and people head off to the beach in the northern hemisphere. So June sounds like a really fun month, a very enjoyable month, and we see a phrase here, head off. They head off to the beach. What does that mean, Gabe?
Well, this is from our word bank. And when you head off somewhere, that means you are going somewhere. You could also say you're making your way somewhere. You're heading off. You might also say, I'm heading down to the beach. But make sure that when you say, I'm heading off somewhere, you remember you are going somewhere. You could also just say, I'm off. If you're about to leave for some place, you could say, I'm off. I'm going.
That's right. So if you head off, that means you are starting to leave. You might say that, oh, I am heading off to the museum today. There are lots of things I want to see there.
There are many things I want to see, so I'm heading off right now. And as Carolyn said before, June is a fun month. There are many things you might see. Flowers filling gardens. The skies are sunny, at least in the northern hemisphere. Spring ends as summer begins on June 21st with the longest day of the year. Well, I think many people recognize June 21st is the longest day of the year. But Carolyn, what about the southern hemisphere?
Well, it's very different. In the southern hemisphere, however, winter begins, bringing cold, rainy weather. So the northern hemisphere gets to enjoy this wonderful warm weather and the beginning of summer, but the southern hemisphere has cold, rainy weather, and it's the beginning of winter.
That's right. So my sister in Australia might be experiencing weather that's a little bit colder. Well, right now it's time for us to learn something different with Liz in the Grammar Gym.
Welcome to the Grammar Gym. My name is Liz. In today's article, we read, Winter begins bringing cold, rainy weather. That's our grammar tip sentence. Our focus today is on the sentence pattern. Notice the pattern. Subject plus verb 1, comma, verb ing. This is a great sentence pattern to use when you want to talk about the conditions or results of a situation. Looking at today's grammar tip sentence, you can see there are two parts. Part 1, winter begins. Part 2, winter brings cold, rainy weather. Part 1 is the main point of the sentence, winter begins. But part 2 describes part 1, winter brings cold, rainy weather. Put the two together. Add a comma in between both parts and make sure the verb in part 2 ends in ing form. And that's the sentence pattern. Let's look at some example sentences. The tired traveler climbed on board the train, dragging his suitcase with him. Or, the dog chased the thief down the road, barking wildly and waking up the whole neighborhood. And that's it for today. Thanks for joining me here at the Grammar Gym. This is Liz, and I'll see you next time.
It is good to know that grammar structure when you have a verb and then another verb right after it with ing. Well, continuing in our article, we are learning about Iceland. In Iceland, Fisherman's Day celebrations occur the first weekend of June, as fishing is an important aspect of the country's economics. So here we have a very interesting holiday called Fisherman's Day.
That's right, because fishing is an important part of this country's economy. Fishing brings in a lot of money. It's an important aspect of the country's economics. You can use that phrase in other ways. You could say, new vocabulary is an important aspect of studio classroom lessons. You learn new things every day.
That's right, and we do see that word there, economics, from our word bank, and you might study economics in school. So you would study the importance of how money goes from one place to another and how it relates to you and other people. It's a very interesting topic.
That's right, and another very similar word is economy. It's pronounced a little bit differently, you see, economics or economy. And this is a specific type of economic system, so the economy of a certain country. But of course, like Carolyn said, you might be talking about the study of economics. Well, let's continue with our lesson, all fishing boats dock in the harbors so that the fishermen can attend the carnivals and festivities that are held. Well, I see a word there in that sentence, the word dock. And this is what boats do when they stop somewhere. If you're driving a car, you park. But if you're in a boat, you would dock. D-O-C-K. You dock somewhere.
That's right. And we also see a word, festivities. This is a festival. And when you celebrate a festival, there are a lot of activities that can also be called festivities because it's a festival. Well, we have some more things to learn with Steve and Ken in the Information Cloud, and then we'll visit Michelle in the Language Lab.
I think this is a good time to discuss the difference between a harbor and a port.
Good idea, Steve. Both ports and harbors serve as stops for ships, and the two terms are often interchangeable. But there is an important difference between them, size.
That's right. Harbors are usually small. They are mainly rest stops and are meant for smaller boats. Ports, on the other hand, are areas known for loading ships that carry goods and passengers.
I usually think of a port as a large commercial enterprise with docks and warehouses. You might even see warships docked in a port. A harbor, on the other hand, can be as small as a tiny cove with several rowboats in it.
So, a port should have a support system for freighter traffic.
That's right. And here's another difference. Harbor could also refer to the area of water within a port. The word port doesn't.
But port could refer to an entire town or city. For example, Los Angeles is sometimes referred to as a port city. A port city is near a sea or river that has a harbor. So when you're in a port city, you might walk down to the harbor, which is on the waterfront.
Port 和 harbor 都是指海港或港口，差别在于它的大小。Harbor 是小型的港， port 是大型的港。今天的课文中讲到这些在冰岛的渔船都 dock in the harbors， 停泊在小港口。另外 harbor 也可以指海港的水域，而 port 也常常表示位于港口的城市，也就是一个 port city。美国的洛杉矶就是一个Port City. 这就是今天的 Info Cloud. 我们下次云端见。
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 这篇文章的第一个重点我们来看的是 head off, 这个动词片语。Head off 在这里是指动身前往。例如 Don't worry, we'll be heading off soon. We won't be late. 不用担心，我们马上就要动身了，不会迟到的。如果要说明前往哪个地点，后面要加上介系词 to, 再加上地点。例如 the boss will head off to the convention center in a minute. 老板很快就会动身去会议中心了。接下来我们看的是 economics 这个名词。economics 在这里是指一个国家、产业或者是公司的经济状况或体制。例如 online shopping impacted the economics of retail businesses. 网络购物影响了零售业的经济体制。如果把字尾的 s 去掉，economic 就变成了形容词，意思是经济的，有经济效益的。例如 ,the economic growth of the country has slowed down in the past 2 years. 这个国家经济的成长在这两年趋缓。
It is June 1st, and we are learning all about the month of June today. So far, we have learned about the weather changes in the Northern Hemisphere and the Southern Hemisphere. June 21st is when summer begins for the Northern Hemisphere and winter for the Southern Hemisphere. Well, we've also learned a little bit about some festivals, and we have a lot more to learn in the next reading for today.
June. And in Asia, people celebrate Dragon Boat Festival with Dragon Boat races and by eating the traditional Chinese rice dumpling, zongzi. Both commemorate the death of Patriot Chu Yuan. The rose, June's traditional flower, symbolizes love and appreciation. The birthstone for June is the pearl, a symbol of purity. This gem is the only one that comes from a living creature. Those who like candy can go ahead and satisfy their sweet tooth as June is candy month. But it is also fresh fruit and vegetables month, so balance the sweets with those.
Well, that sounds like pretty good advice. So in today's lesson, we learned a little bit about Iceland and, of course, about Asia as well. We see a sentence there at the beginning of this section, and in Asia, people celebrate Dragon Boat Festival with Dragon Boat races and by eating the traditional Chinese rice dumpling, zongzi. So, Dragon Boat Festival, well, that is something that I think many people celebrate in Asia, and actually it's becoming quite popular around the world.
Yes, it is, and it's a very interesting sport to watch. And we also see that a lot of people like to eat a Chinese rice dumpling called zongzi. Have you ever eaten zongzi, Gabe?
Oh, yes, I have, Carolyn. I do enjoy eating zongzi. Inside, it's kind of sticky rice and lots of different things like peanuts and meat. And I think you know what I'm talking about because I know many of you like zongzi as well. Well, Carolyn, we're talking about Dragon Boat Festival. Have you ever celebrated or seen Dragon Boat races?
I have seen Dragon Boat races. I even participated in one on a team, which was very, very difficult.
All right. Well, it does sound like a fun challenge. Well, we continue with the lesson. We've been talking about Dragon Boat races and the zongzi. Both commemorate the death of Patriot Chu Yuan. So, both of these things, we can remember the death of this patriot named Chu Yuan. Carolyn, what does that key word mean, patriot?
Well, a patriot is someone who is loyal to their country, and usually I think of a soldier as being a patriot, mm-hmm. someone who fights for their country and really believes in supporting it or defending it.
That's right. Actually, soldiers should be patriots. They're fighting for their country. Are you a patriot of your country? Are you patriotic? That's the adjective form of this verb, or this word, patriotic. Are you a patriotic person?
Well, I like to think that I am a patriotic person. I support the United States of America. Mm-hmm. Well, continuing into the next paragraph, the rose, June's traditional flower, symbolizes love and appreciation. So here we see the flower for June, which is the rose.
The rose. And of course, I think many people think of love when they see a red rose, especially. But of course, you might also think of other things. A yellow rose might represent friendship, and that can also represent appreciation for something. Let's take a look at that word from the word bank, appreciation. If you have appreciation for something, that means you find things to like about something or respect. You can appreciate that person or that thing.
That's right. And you might also be thankful for something and you want to show your appreciation. So you should show some appreciation to your teachers and thank them.
That's right. Maybe there's a Teacher's Appreciation Day or something else, Appreciation Day. You can appreciate different things throughout the year. Right now, it's time for us to continue learning about the birthstone. The birthstone for June is the pearl, a symbol of purity. I wonder why. Maybe that's because it's white, Carolyn?
Well, this is a very special gem, and usually I don't think of it as a gem, but the color usually is white. You could also have pink or black pearls, which are a little harder to find, but usually when I think of pearls, I think of something that is white and round, and purity is usually something that is associated with white.
Interesting. Well, we continue learning that this gem is the only one that comes from a living creature. And usually I think of it as coming from an oyster, but it could be any kind of mollusk. But usually, I guess pearls come from the ocean, oysters, and things like that. They are very precious gems. Well, we continue. Those who like candy can go ahead and satisfy their sweet tooth, as June is Candy Month. Well, Carolyn, do you like candy?
Well, not really, but I do know a lot of people who have a sweet tooth, which means that they enjoy eating things that are sweet. But it is also Fresh Fruit and Vegetables Month. June is Fresh Fruit and Vegetables Month, so balance those sweets, balance the sweets with those. So that is a very interesting phrase there, to balance something with something else. Gabe, how can we use that?
Well, yeah, if you balance something with something else, that means you need to make it kind of equal. So for example, maybe you love to work. You need to balance work with rest or recreation. How else could you use that phrase?
Well, a lot of times I think that students are so busy studying that they might not get enough sleep or they might not get enough exercise. So you should try to balance studying with sleep or balance studying with exercise.
I agree. Well, I do find it interesting that both Candy Month and Fresh Fruit and Vegetables Month are the same month. Make sure to balance your sweets with healthier things. Right now it's time for us to learn something different with Michelle in the Language Lab.
OK, 继续我们看的是 Patriot 这个名词。Patriot 是指爱国者或爱国主义者。所以这里字尾的 O 是发的音，念成 Patriot。例如 Henry has been a fierce patriot since he was a teenager. Henry 从青少年开始就是一个非常火热的爱国者。他的形容词是字尾加上 IC, patriotic. 所以这里的 O 就要发 R 的音，而且重音也变成第三个音节，念成 patriotic, 意思是爱国的。例如 patriotic songs 是指爱国歌曲。所以我们看的是appreciation 这个不可数的名词。 appreciation 在这里是指感恩或者是感谢。例如 the students express their appreciation to their teacher through a song. 学生们透过一首歌来表达对老师的感谢。 appreciation 也指欣赏或赏识。例如 exposure to great artwork can enhance children's appreciation of art. 让孩子们接触伟大的艺术作品可以增加他们对艺术的鉴赏力。 And now let's see what our teachers are doing.
Well, we learned quite a bit about June in this lesson. And one thing we talked about is that it is Candy Month. I know many of you like candy. And so my question for you is,Do you have a sweet tooth? And if so, what kinds of sweets do you like to eat? Carolyn, you mentioned that you don't have a sweet tooth. Do you want to talk about that a little more?
Well, I enjoy eating dark chocolate, but that's kind of bitter. It's not really sweet. And oftentimes people will give me candy because they want to share what they have with me. And I...give it to other people because I also like to share.
Excellent. Well, at least somebody can appreciate the candy that you were given. Well, right now it's time for us to say goodbye, but we hope to see you next time right here on Studio Classroom.
See you then.
The typhoon has finally arrived and it's getting stronger and stronger.Will it be able to stop the men from finding Sherry? Welcome to this next episode of The Stranger.
June Fan had figured out that his evil uncle, En Lai, was the one who kidnapped me. So June Fan and his friend Jason went to the farm to try and find me. But before they got to the farm, Typhoon Tina hit Taichung with terrible wind and rain. It became impossible to drive, so they started walking. The raindrops were stinging their faces, and the wind was so powerful, it actually pushed the guys in the wrong direction.
Jason! Where are you?
Right behind you, Jun Fan!
Follow the edge of the main road and look out for a wide dirt road leading off to the right. There's the shelter that holds the ducks. Quick, get underneath.
Wow, it's good to be out of the rain, even if we are sitting in duck mess.
I know what you mean, but it's not over yet. It's hard to see it through the storm, but the farmhouse is right over there. We'll have to make another run for it.
Slow down, Huang Feihong. What exactly are you going to do when you get there? Your uncle is a gangster and probably has a gun. You have nothing.
You're right. We need to think of a plan first.
Oh, just what do you mean by we? Who's we?
We. As in us, you and me.
Okay, listen. So far, I've hidden in a closet where I couldn't breathe, I've been in a car with a maniac driver, and I've just managed to run through a typhoon. Now you want me to face a gangster with a gun?
Come on, Jason. I need your help. What other choice do you have? Do you want to stay here and sit in duck mess?
Join us next time for more of The Stranger.